Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and ordinarily I'd be here with Katie, but because of life and school holidays, that's not going to be possible today. But we will be back next week with regular programming, and all the kids will be back at school, and I'm equally excited for both of those things. So today I'm just going to be talking a little bit about why anyone would make the leap to sign up for a marathon. It's one of the questions that got popped into our community group, and I think that is one of those things where if you think about it, like, why would anyone do that? It's such a long way and it takes so long, and you know, the training is huge. You know, it's usually around 4 months, and you've got all of these super long runs in there, and whether you do that during the week or on the weekend, it's just a huge chunk of time. And often, particularly with the first marathon, you're so exhausted and so you have to really be interested in doing it for it to be a happening thing. And I think that probably the reason why I run marathons now is very different than the reason to why I made the plunge for the first one back when I did. And I think part of the lure of the marathon is that it's such an unknown. Like, you can kind of know how you're going to go up until about 30, 32 kilometres. But after that, it's completely unknown, and you have no idea what's really going to happen after that. I mean, you just have to trust in your training, that your training is going to prepare you for that great wide unknown space of 10 kilometres. And I think that because the marathon is just that little bit further than your body has the ability to pace itself for, it's quite an interesting challenge. And I think that that's probably one of the things that I enjoy most about it, is that sort of that unknown factor of, you know, not really knowing how it's going to go. And I think that having been running for a few years now, the fact that there are still things where I don't know how it's going to go is kind of the best part. But the reason why I made the initial leap to the marathon is different from the reason that I would run marathons now. And I think that at the time, I was really interested in finding out where the limits are, like how far could I push my body to go, you know, what rules could be bent, what could be broken, and where would I end up. And I think that that was really the thing that really quite fascinated me about marathon training in the beginning, and probably still does to a certain extent. But I think that it does also require a certain willingness to really invest yourself. I think that there's a part, or I think that there should be a part of yourself that you leave in marathon training that you can't ever get back. But I also, like, I think my biggest reservation about marathon training isn't the actual training, and it's not the marathon. It's the idea that I hate that the marathon is sort of this be-all and end-all, and people get snobbish about it, and we've certainly talked about that before. You know, like, the logical conclusion of running is not the marathon. The logical conclusion of running is things that you enjoy doing and running distances that you enjoy. And for me, I guess that distance always came easier to me than speed, so it was a natural progression, but that doesn't mean it's a natural progression for everyone, and it certainly doesn't mean that I think that the marathon is a superior distance to anything else. It's just a distance. It has no real value other than what it gives to you. So for me, it gives me something, but for somebody else, it might not give them anything, and in which case it has no value for them. So I probably do have a bit, like, I always feel a bit funny about sort of like running marathons, just because I would hate for anyone to think that I view it as a pinnacle when I don't. So that is probably more something that I'm more aware of now than when I started, because when I started everything was new and exciting and I had a lot of different reasons for doing what I did then. And I think that really with the first marathon, it didn't even really start with me. I was always sort of secondary in that process. And I think that at the time, Katie was going through a very dark personal period. And it's not like running can change that or, make it any less awful than what it was. But you could have something like a big achievement in a year of mostly other really crap stuff. And that could be something that you could take out of that year that was yours, that belonged to you, that you worked for and that was good. And I was really focused on that as the goal. So me running the marathon was really quite secondary to that in a lot of ways, which doesn't really surprise me that much because that's sort of what I do as a coach. And when she started training for it, she had a different coach and he was really quite dubious about her ability to run a marathon in under 4.5 hours, which just incensed me no end. Because, obviously any kind of time-based goals like that, they need to be realistic, because the last thing you want to do is go into something, have a great run, have a great marathon and be disappointed because you were a little bit too aggressive with your time goal. Because, for the most part, any race is achievement enough. And certainly, I think that time goals can help keep you focused when you're in the hard bits and to help keep you going over that, over those many, many hours of running. But, it does need to be realistic, because the last thing you want to do is run a marathon and be disappointed. But that being said, I felt that on the part of her coach that it was a great lack of faith that I found abhorrent, because I thought it was well within her skill set and her level of fitness at the time. And so really my whole goal within that training cycle was to be in good enough shape that I could get her over the line in under 4.5 hours, and that was my only goal really. And I didn't really sort of think of anything beyond that. And it's not unusual. I guess it's kind of weird to think about, the first marathon and I was sort of secondary to that and it was my first one. But for me, that's where all of the joy in coaching is being secondary, and it's being able to... I get to run or sort of, not run, but I get to experience a lot of first marathons that people do. And recently I got to experience, from a coach's perspective anyway, Carolyn's first marathon. And in a lot of ways for me, there's just as much joy in other people's running as there is in my own. And the fact that on that particular day when we ran our first marathon, I was able to take something really, really good and amazing out of a really, really crap year for someone. And that was kind of my achievement also. And not that the people I coach, their achievements are their own, their races are their own, they have very little to do with me. But in that situation, it was a bit different because we both ran together. So we were running together the whole way. We kind of accidentally raced a little bit, like I was just trying to keep up with her and she was trying to keep up with me, and it all worked out for the best in the end. So probably the first marathon that I trained for with all of my own goals in mind was the following year for Melbourne. And that was a very different experience again. But I think coming back to the question that people were interested in, which was, you know, how do you know if you're ready? How do you take the leap? How do you decide that you are in a place where it's something that you want to do? And I think if you're asking that question, you already know the answer, and the answer is yes. It's just that it seems impossible. But everything in running is impossible in the beginning. In the beginning, you can't run for 100 metres, and there is no difference between being able to run 100 metres and being able to run 42 kilometres. It's the same process. But if you can be reasonably confident about getting out for a run 3 times a week, you can definitely train for a marathon. The more you can run, the easier it's going to be on the day. But you also don't want to be stressed out about, you know, the time and not having enough time and all of that kind of stuff. But there are going to be sacrifices involved in that training, particularly with the times that you spend out on long runs. And even though, say, if I was going out for a 3.5 hour run, you know, like by the time I get out of the house, I like walk up to where I start from, because I sort of do a bit of a walk warm up first, and I usually have like a kilometre cool down walk at the end at least, and there's some stopping for photos and all of that. Like it's 4 hours easily. And that's, you know, depending on when you start in the morning, that's a pretty huge chunk of time. And you don't want it to become a stressful point of not being able to get out and do the training that you want to do. But if you do have that time, then there's no reason not to do it. You know, I mean, if you have, I would like to have, before you start, say, a 16-week marathon training cycle, I would like to see somebody fairly comfortably being able to run 15 kilometres without too many dramas. So once you, or 15 kilometres or, you know, an hour and a half or whatever you want to call that, but having a bit of a base. And so if you have the time and you have the base, or you have enough time to build up a little bit of a base before you go into your marathon training, then there's no reason not to do it. You know, chances are the only thing that's holding you back is an idea in your head that you can't, that somehow other people are, you know, faster, better, more impressive, or whatever it is. But they're not. They're exactly the same as you. They are not more talented. They're not better runners. They're just people who are crazy enough to try. And sometimes you've just got to tap into the inner crazy a little bit. One moment of crazy courage is all you really need to sign up for a marathon. And once you've signed up, well, it's done then you've got to train for it. And the part of you that thinks that you can't do it is the part of you that will be discarded during marathon training, because the person who can run a marathon is the person who is going to get rid of that doubt along the way. And you don't have to be that person to start off with. You just have to put one foot in front of the other. You don't have to be in the beginning. You don't have to be the person who thinks they can run a marathon. Eventually, the training will teach you that you can run a marathon, and those doubts about who you are and what you're capable of will be let go of. I mean, not everyone has doubts before they line up, but you will have enough faith in all of your training and knowing that all of the hard work is in the training. The hard work is getting up when it's cold, or, you know, or running 3 hours in humid grossness, or, you know, running intervals when you're tired and you've been up half the night with your kid, or, you know, hill sprints or whatever it is. That's where all the work is. The marathon is just, you know, that's just a wee bit of a run, really. If you are having a thought of, am I ready, then yeah, you are. And you don't need anyone else to tell you you're ready because you already know that you are. You are just probably a little bit concerned about how much it's going to take over your life. But there are just so many ways to train for a marathon. You know, like there's obviously the traditional route where it's, you know, it's 16 weeks and, you know, generally when I've done it in the past, I've run anywhere in between 50 to 100 kilometres in a week. But you can train on it on much less than that. And like at the moment, I'm not really doing a traditional sort of marathon training program. I've run 3 marathons this year and I've done a 3-hour run in training, and I'm kind of using the races as my main long runs and then just doing maintenance stuff in between, and I'm slowly running my way into better fitness that way. And most of my long runs are in races, so far there's probably I've got I guess about a month until the next one. So I will just be doing sort of, you know, there'll be long runs, but not the kind of long runs that there would be as if I was in a traditional marathon training cycle. And there's just so many different ways that you can do it that's going to suit you and your lifestyle and what you want to do and what you want to achieve out of the marathon. You know, like if all you want to do is finish, then that's a very different training than if what you want to do is really push yourself and see what you're capable of on the day. And I think probably one of the great concerns people have about training for a marathon is, you know, the amount of running and will you sort of lose your love a little bit. But the thing is, if you're losing your love for it, then that's a very clear sign that you're overtraining, or that you just have no interest in running a marathon. I mean, if you don't enjoy long runs, then marathon training is probably not where you want to be, really, and you probably want to look at a different goal. But if you do and you get into marathon training and you're starting to really dread it, that's a big sign that you can change your training so that you don't lose your love for it. Because you shouldn't, I mean, everyone is going to have like a run here or there which they're dreading or they don't want to do, and you know, that happens. But when it starts getting like 1 week bleeds into another week and you're really starting to dread it, it's a big, big warning sign that something's not quite right. Then you're not supposed to endure that for anything, not for marathon training, not for any kind of training. It's not the kind of thing that is normal or you should just accept as part of the hardness of marathon training or, you know, anything like that. I mean, sure, sometimes they're tired or and particularly too with when it's the first one, like I particularly noticed with the first one, it's just like so much running and you're so tired all the time and so hungry. It's like this exhausted eating running machine. But by the time I got to second one, I was not tired or starving. So I think that the first one can be a little bit of a shock to the system in that way. And so you need to be at the very least enjoying your running, and that should be the goal, and there should be no training that you undertake where you aren't enjoying it and being rejuvenated by it. The question isn't, can I run a marathon or should I run a marathon? It's, do you want to? And if you want to, then you definitely should. The best part of any training is just doing things that you love, and it's the only thing that will give you longevity as a runner. Dragging yourself through something that you think that you should do is not going to prove anything to yourself, and it's not going to be giving back to you in any real way. And I guess the other thing that I'd say about marathon training, and a lot of times the misgivings people have about marathon training, is this idea that everything has to be hard. Like one of the great things about marathon training is you're really training yourself for steady state running. So while there are, you know, how hard the sessions are is totally up to you. And it doesn't have to be this great, big, you know, hard thing. I mean, as with any training, there are going to be challenging parts and there are going to be awesome parts, and, you know, you're not really going to get away from that. But it can be just as enjoyable and just as fun as any other kind of training that you do. And you can absolutely train for a marathon without doing mind-numbingly hard speed work and that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you want to really push yourself, that is going to be a part of it. But if you're going to be doing that, then there's going to be a part of you that loves that speed work anyway. So I think that this kind of mythology of the marathon is, you know, this brutal distance and, you know, with all of this hard training, like, yeah, in some ways it's, you know, it is a tough distance, but it's no tougher than any distance that you do is just as challenging as you want it to be, and the marathon isn't any different to that. And, you know, there are obviously people have concerns about hitting the wall, which can happen, but you can run through that. You know, you can run and walk until eventually you get to the end. And I think that you can get rid of this idea that it has to be hard, because it doesn't have to be hard. It can just be a natural extension of your training. So if you start to think that maybe you'd like to run a marathon, or even more vague than that, like, could you run a marathon, or you're just kind of like vaguely looking at things on the Australian running calendar as you do, then I just don't think that you need to hesitate or pause. You know, you can obviously make a decision about whether you think that it's going to fit in your life right now, and sometimes it's not going to fit, and sometimes you might want to wait until a time that's going to better work for you, because you want to be able to enjoy the training. And when you're trying to sort of squeeze it in around a million commitments, that can sort of take away from that enjoyment. So, you know, if you have a time where you think, yep, this is going to be a good time for me to be able to enjoy this and not have it stress me out and not have it interrupt with the other things in my life that I have going on, then there is no need to worry about the fact that the person you are now is not the person who can run a marathon, because that's what the training's for. The person you will be at the end of the training is someone who can absolutely run a marathon. And all you have to do is get maybe 30 seconds of blind courage happening, sign up for something, and then you're on your way. And it can be just as fun as you want it to be. So that is pretty much what I had to say about signing up for marathons. We will be back next week. If you have any questions about marathon training or signing up for marathons or anything to do with your future plans or goal setting, you can get in touch with me at zoe@operationmove.com.au. And I hope that this has been useful, and I will talk to you next week when Katie is back. Bye.